You will hear three short extracts from three different lectures. As you listen, make a note of the topic and the main idea of each lecture. Extract 1.
Most big cats are solitary animals. Tigers prefer to live alone, as do leopards and cougars. Lions break the trend. Unlike their big cat cousins, lions usually reside in same-sex groups, sharing responsibilities essential for survival. Female lions band together in prides. Prides normally range from between 2 to 6 adult female lions that collaboratively raise lion cubs. Lionesses of the same pride often synchronize breeding schedules, and if every member of the pride has cubs at roughly the same time, the group is then called a creche. Male lions form their own groups called coalitions. Formed of 2 or more grown males, coalitions exert controlling interest over often multiple prides. This loose association with the pride involves fathering cubs, killing prey for the lionesses and their young, and protecting the group. This intense social organization is truly unique in the cat kingdom, and zoologists have sought for decades to understand why lions are different.
Extract 2.
Despite medical advances, statistics show childhood allergies have increased in both developed and developing countries over the last 20 years. These include allergies to both food and non-food components. The most common foods to react to in childhood are peanuts, milk, egg, shellfish, and wheat. Common environmental allergens are dust, mold, pollen, and animal hair. The exact reason as to why there has been a rise is still uncertain, although there are several proposed theories, the most well-known of which is known as the hygiene hypothesis. This hypothesis states that as a result of a cleaner, more modern living environment, children born today are exposed to fewer particles whilst their immune systems are developing, and therefore their immunity remains somewhat immature. Parents may also be more careful to introduce food substances at a later age. Subsequently, on first exposure to harmless particles such as dust and certain foods, their immune cells overreact and an allergy develops. Fortunately, most of the time, children will grow out of the allergy. Certain allergies, however, particularly to nuts, tend to persist into adulthood for unknown reasons.
Extract 3.
The sale and manufacturing of athletic footwear is a £12 billion industry, and avid runners frequently spend huge amounts on the latest shoe models. Recently, though, running scientists have questioned the impact footwear actually has on running performance. Evolutionary biologists at Harvard University have devoted years to studying the biomechanics of running and have recently speculated whether wearing footwear while running is actually necessary. Runners wear padded, thickly soled trainers for numerous reasons, including the support they provide under the heel and the foot's arch, and the protection they give against hard, painful surfaces. Early humans, however, ran long distances over varied terrain without any footwear, and scientists now wonder if this is how we are evolutionarily designed to run.